Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So on Friday night, I spent some time with a very dear friend of mine. His name is Rick, and Rick and I were just hanging out in the beach in front of the house and just having a few beers and just talking about life. And I looked at him and I said, "How are things going?" He said, "You know, I wake up happy every morning. I made that decision in my life that I'm going to wake up happy." But that's kind of a cool statement. Because at the end of the day, you decide on your mood. You have control over whether you're going to be in a good mood or a bad mood. And from the second you open your eyes in the morning, you should make the decision the way you want it to be. Right? Nobody wants to be in a bad mood, so why not choose to be in a good mood? And you have the ability to exert some influence over your mental space. And it really talks about mental discipline. It's almost like a muscle that you can exercise. If you let it atrophy and you're not good, then it's a problem. But if you actually choose to exercise it, you can really use it to influence your mood and get better control over your thoughts. You know, sometimes if you can control your thoughts or they can control you, but if you can get yourself to that situation where you don't let things creep in that really affect you, where you notice them, you become the observer of them, and then you let them go. And then you focus instead on the more positive things that you want to bring into your life and that you want around you, all of a sudden things end up being much better. And if you have problems with it, one of the things you can do is when you wake up, instead of just letting your mind start racing, the first thing you can do is just focus on what you're thankful for. So just wake up and ask yourself this question: what am I thankful for today? That gets your mindset in the right place and keeps it there. So the idea here is just exerting more control over what you're doing and realizing that, you know, two people in identical situations, one can be happy, one can be miserable. And it's all a choice. It's about your perspective and it's about your attitude. So the question you just have to ask yourself is who will you choose to be in that moment? Are you going to choose to be in a bad mood or are you going to choose to be in a good mood? And if you need some help getting there, simply focus on things that are good. And the easiest thing to do there is think about what you're thankful for. There's a million things that can come to mind about, you know, what is good in the world. You can focus on what's bad and you can watch the news and the media and take all that stuff in. Or instead, you can just go out in nature, go do something differently, find a way to focus on something positive and make your day better. It's all about you and it's all about a decision. And once you make the decision, start to apply some discipline to it and put yourself in the right frame of mind. It's all attitude and you control it. If you know anyone that could benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Spotify. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator, but for this week, I just want you to focus your thoughts on what you can control and decide when you wake up in the morning what mood you want to be in. And you can decide what it is. You can exert your influence with a little bit of discipline. If you find yourself waking up miserable, you can change that. And just start by focusing on what is great and what you're thankful for. Think about what you're thankful for and then start your day. It's really that simple. And all of a sudden, you start to move your life in a different direction. You start to be a happier person overall. You start to appreciate what's around you. And really and truly, you will have a better quality of life just from taking that very simple step.